Archers for the week 11 to 16th January 2004.
Ruth and Usha have escaped.
Don't say your mum and dad have chucked you out, Alice.
It's a sad sight, isn't it, Ruth? Young girls reduced to hanging around outside pubs begging for money.
It's not for me. It's for our sleep out.
I thought it might be.
What's this? Some of us are sleeping in the church this Friday to raise money for the homeless shelter in Borchester.
That's very enterprising of you.
Will you sponsor me, Isha?
I certainly will. Can I use your pen?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is taking part?
Amy, some people from the Darrington Youth Group, Kirsty. Oh, and Amy's dad's going to sleep in the church overnight.
To keep an eye on you.
Not that we need it.
There you are.
Thanks.
Oh, and Will Grundy's mum.
Clary? Well, I never.
I just hope we don't get too cold, that's all. Jill's involved too.
What, sleeping rough in the church?
No, she's going to do a shift in the vicarage, doling out hot soup to anyone who needs it.
Makes me feel very idle just pledging money.
That's why we're doing it, though, to raise money and to get an idea of what it's like having no real home.
If you want to raise a lot, perhaps you ought to be here at closing time. People might be more generous when they've had a few.
You've been pretty generous already, I see. Yeah. I can't match that, I'm afraid.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever you can afford.
There you are, Alice.
And I hope it goes really well.
Thank you.
If you want David to sponsor you, you'll have to go up to Brookfield. He's looking after the kids, so we can have a girls-only drink before lunch.
You mean women only?
Absolutely right.
That told me.
You're so un-PC, Ruth.
She's right, I suppose. Not a very PC environment, a farm.
You girls are bright and early.
Or a pub, obviously.
I didn't expect to see you behind the bar, Peggy.
I'm having my handover from Sid and Jolene. They fly to New Zealand tomorrow.
Oh, of course.
So you're in charge?
Yes, for 2 weeks.
Right, ladies, what can I get you?
I'll do this, Sid. Start as we mean to go on.
Oh, right.
Well, I'll have a St. Clement's, please. Ruth?
A half a lager.
Ice and the St. Clement's.
Please. So you're off to New Zealand, Sid, to see your daughter.
Lucy, yes. And my grandson, Matt, of course.
How old is he now?
11 months. And getting to be quite a bruiser by all accounts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mind you, his dad's big. And Duncan is head and shoulders above Lucy.
Do you remember Lucy?
Vaguely. I think she was at university when I first came to Ambridge. Pretty girl.
A young woman.
That's what I meant. Blonde.
Yeah, that's right. And she's still very pretty.
How long's she been in New Zealand?
Oh, nearly 10 years. I can hardly believe it.
And is this your first time over there?
No. Me and Kathy went for the wedding, but I haven't seen her since then.
God, you must be so excited.
I am. I'm like a big kid.
So Jolene hasn't met her?
No. They've spoken on the phone, of course.
And a half of lager.
Please, Peggy.
They're really looking forward to meeting each other.
That'll be interesting for them. Meeting in person, I mean.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's a good start.
We'll have to put another barrel on.
Yes, I'll pop down and fix it.
No, I'll do it. It's a good opportunity for me to get reacquainted with the cellar.
Okay.
Do you want to pay me for the drinks? And I'll bring yours over in a minute, Ruth.
I'll get these.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no problem.
Now, where the splits, Sid?
Just there, bottom right.
Ah, yes. That's £3.05, please, Usha.
One, two, three. And can I get rid of these pennies?
Oh, yes, it's always nice to have change.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you.
Shall we sit by the fire, Ruth?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Good thing about coming early, nab the best seats.
I wonder how Lucy and Julian are really going to get on. Kathy found her a bit of a nightmare.
She was the wicked stepmother, I suppose. It's very different when you're not living together.
There will be, though. It's 2 weeks anyway. Can I put my coat on yours?
Yeah, pass it over. I expect Jolene will handle it. I mean, she's more,
compared to Cathy, you mean?
Yes.
I know what you mean. And Lucy isn't a kid anymore. She must be 30-something now. Do you know she broke into Brookfield once?
What?
The
sabotage the milk.
No.
It was just after I'd arrived.
Why did she?
She thought we were running tests for BST.
Not BSE?
No, it's a cattle hormone. Increases milk yield. Mm. It's used a lot in America.
And were you?
No, I'm pleased to say.
What happened?
Well, she was taken to the police station, but Phil was very good about it. He didn't press charges or anything. I think he just thought she was misguided.
Well, let's hope for Sid's sake that she's grown up a bit since then.
Anyway, how are things with you? Have you seen Ashok lately?
We had dinner last week, actually.
Oh, where did you go?
It was at my place.
Oh, and you cooked, did you?
Well, sort of. More heated things up, really.
I bet you did.
And then we watched a DVD and he went home.
I see.
He was the perfect gentleman.
How's his painting going?
Not bad. He's sold a couple recently. But he really needs to get this importing business off the ground. Elizabeth's taking a few things at her gallery and he's had interest from a few more, but it's early days.
And so how's he coping for money?
Living off his savings at the moment.
Hey, you two look cosy.
Oh, hi, Ely.
Cosy's coat.
Hey, no, you're all right. We're treating Roy's mum and dad to a meal in the restaurant. Little thank you for looking after
us. That's nice.
Mm. Well, it's easier than trying to cook my special meal at Willow Farm. Betty can't resist helping.
Which makes it not much for thank you.
Exactly. Have you seen Alice?
We did, and we sponsored her.
Hey, isn't it a good idea? I said I'll do it.
What, sleep in the church?
Yep.
I'm not sure how much sleep you'll get with a lot of teenagers.
Yeah, well, believe me, as long as there aren't milk crates rattling around at 4 a.m, I'll be very happy.
Good for you.
Will Roy do it with you?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet. He's collecting Phoebe from home farm.
Oh, howdy.
Hi.
Hello, mate.
Of course, warmer in here.
Oh, Matt's been working this morning.
Outdoors?
Yeah, over at Lower Loxley, cutting trees for this crook barn and Nigel's hair. Yeah. Right, come on, Ailey, I could murder it. Oh. Yeah. And no one's serving.
Sid and Peggy, but they're down the cellar at the moment.
So Caroline's put an advertisement in the Caterer magazine.
Uh-huh. I don't know, she'll be looking for a high flyer to replace Jean-Paul.
Oh, it's not just that. She wants to change the style of catering too. Make it more modern.
Oh, does that mean tiny portions on giant plates?
No, not at all. She's going to look at the decor in the restaurant as well. Ah. These are the full ones here, are they?
Yep. I'll put this with the empties.
Of course, we don't want to lose our regulars. People have certain expectations when they come to Grey Gables.
Oh, yes. It's always been the place to go for a special meal.
But Caroline's right. Jean-Paul was a bit set in his ways. I'm sure she won't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
How's the stand-in doing?
Ian? Oh, fine.
Mm. Is that right, he's staying with you?
Yes. Yeah, he's come from London. He doesn't have a car, so it seemed the best arrangement. He's a very nice boy. No trouble. Uh-huh. Right, that's the lager back on.
Yeah. Well, after you.
Has Betty been kidnapped?
Hey? Oh, no, she's still outside talking to Alice.
I'm going to do it.
Well, this sleepover thing?
Yeah.
You've got to be mad.
Why?
Sleeping in a cold church in January, you'll catch your death.
It's not the South Pole.
Hey, look, if you was awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd know how cold it can get this time of year.
I think I've got an idea.
Hello, sorry to keep
you. Oh, a pint of Shires, please.
Oh, just give me a moment. I just changed the lager.
Oh.
You don't mind waiting a minute while I get this for Ruth?
No, of course not. Now, listen, I want to do it. It's a very good cause.
What? A hostel for winos and drug addicts?
Look. We might have ended up homeless if we haven't been able to move in with you. Not everyone is lucky, all right? Anyway, shall I get Brenda for a birthday next week?
Ah, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Does she need any new clothes, do you know?
Well, of course I don't. I mean, what do girls want nowadays?
Little respect.
Eh? Oh, Sid.
Anyone need serving?
Yeah, point of Shires, mate. I'm dying of thirst here. No offence, Mrs. Woolley.
The idea is that the fees from the course will part cover the cost of the barn.
That's a bit sneaky, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Charging people to put up your own building.
Well, they get something out of it too.
What sort of mugs are going to sign up for that?
Well, actually, Ashok is thinking of doing it.
Oh.
But he wants me to do it with him.
And
I'm thinking I might.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be Very instructive.
And I expect we'll meet other like-minded people, all mugs together.
Sorry, Usha. I suppose it's just not something I do.
You're doing practical things all the time. It'd be nice to get my hands dirty for a change.
You've never shown much interest in that sort of thing before.
Oh, I've never had such an inviting workmate before.
There you are, Ruth. Sorry it was so long.
It'll be all the better for waiting.
Are you looking forward to being in charge?
Oh, yes, I love it. Never really gets out of your blood, the licence trade.
Will you be moving in again?
Yes, I got on so well with Fallon last time, so that'll be a bonus too.
Can I use the loo, Gran?
Yes, of course, dear. You know where it is, don't you?
Mm-hmm. How are you getting on, Alice?
Oh, yes, not bad. Roy's just sponsored me.
Do you want me to bring you a coffee in a minute?
Oh, yes, please. It's freezing up there.
Do you know, I have a good mind to take part myself.
In the sleepout?
Well, if a young thing like Alice can do it.
She's got horses. It toughens you up.
A Hayley, then?
You wouldn't think you're doing this with Shoke by any chance?
Well, I don't know if you'd be interested.
Fancy the idea of bedding down in a joining sleeping bag.
I couldn't possibly comment. How are things on the farm?
Oh, that was a subtle change of subject.
You must be lambing soon.
No, there's a month or so yet. We started giving the ewes concentrate, if you're really interested.
I am.
To boost their energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd had some of that in my last few weeks of pregnancy.
I bet.
But, well, the main thing on our minds is tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
Yet another TB test. Do you remember we had 3 reactors in November?
Of course.
All in the Herefords. We're really hoping it'll be all clear this time.
David's not looking forward to the day.
Alistair's here now, Bert. Bring the first ones out.
Hello, Roger. So, Pip wouldn't be very happy then, is he in the past?
Not best pleased, no.
Ooh, I bet she'd rather have gone swimming and have her lessons.
I'm sure she would.
Especially on a Saturday.
Yeah, but there are plenty of parties. This extra tuition's only for a few weeks.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
And it could make a difference to the rest of her life.
Well, when you put it like that...
I'm sure Pip understood.
She's only a little girl, Alistair. You try telling her she can't go to a friend's birthday party because she's got to do extra maths instead.
Well, couldn't you have moved the lesson?
Well, that was the trouble. Pip didn't give us the invitation until Friday night.
Oh, that's a bit short notice.
I think she'd had it all week. She hasn't been very good at bringing letters back from school recently.
Oh, Daniel's just the same. You've actually got to empty his book bag if you want to be sure of getting things.
And then we couldn't get hold of a tutor, and by the time we did, it was too late to rearrange.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, we'd have had to pay even if we cancelled because of the short notice.
Would it really have been so terrible for her to miss one lesson?
Well, David thinks it could make the difference between passing the test for the cathedral school and not... But then I think, if she's so borderline, should she be going there anyway?
Morning!
Ah, morning, Bert.
Thought we'd start with the milkers.
Fine.
I'll just get my clipboard from the kitchen.
I brought it out.
Oh, thanks, love.
Here.
What's up?
You don't need me, do you?
Not for this, no.
Okay, I'll leave you to it. Best of luck.
Thanks. Touch wood, eh?
See you in a bit.
Yeah, bye, see you, Ruth.
Right, Bert, let's get the first one into the crush.
You sure you got time for this, Susan?
Yeah, I've got 20 minutes. We're very slick now with the sausages.
Practice makes perfect, eh?
Yeah. Oh, I took Christopher's sponsor for me.
Oh, for this sleep-out thing? Mm. He's still going ahead with that, is he?
Yeah, he's dead keen.
Oh, I don't know where that's come from.
I think it's got a lot to do with who's organising it.
Alice Aldridge?
No, the vicar's daughter.
Oh, I get it. Well, Amy's a good-looking girl. Bit fiery from what I've seen, though.
Perhaps that's part of the attraction. Anyway, yeah, Stan sponsored him a couple of pounds.
Huh? How about Tom?
Oh, no. Kirsty's doing it, apparently, so he's already sponsored her.
Oh, he's not doing it himself.
Yeah, that's what I asked. Reckons he's got better things to do on a Friday night than freeze his off in an unheated church.
I can't say I blame him.
Oh, this soup's nearly ready. Do you want to get some spoons out?
Tom's well out of it this morning. Nice inside job.
Oh, you're kidding, Neil. It's perishing in that packing room.
You should try being outside filling up frozen water troughs. I'd have swapped, I can tell you.
Oh, just shift those things.
Right. Yeah, since when have we got Ideal Home magazine?
Oh, I just saw it in the shop and...
What's this, then? Christopher's design technology homework?
Oh, no, that was me.
Floor plans?
Well, it was just some ideas.
That's a bit previous, isn't it? It's a long way before we get to that stage.
Oh, no, I was just doodling, really.
Ensuite bathroom.
Well, I mean, if we're going to build it ourselves, we can have what we want, can't we?
Oh, yeah, within reason.
And every new house has an ensuite nowadays, more than once sometimes.
Mm, if you say so.
And look, downstairs, I thought we could have a loo with a separate cloakroom.
Cloakroom?
You know, get rid of all those coats and shoes cluttering up the hall.
I suppose.
And off the kitchen, a utility for the washing machine and that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And look, patio doors from the diner out to some decking somewhere for barbecues in the summer.
What's this round thing?
Oh.
Hot tub?
No, look, ignore that. I was getting carried away.
Yeah, I think we'll keep that for your magazine.
But look, even without a hot tub, Neil, wouldn't it be wonderful?
Yeah, it would. And I'll tell you what, as soon as we've had this soup, I'm going to ring the council.
Well, nice to see the milk is completely clear.
Yeah, but they were clear last time. It's the Herefords I'm worried about.
Oh, Adam said good luck for today, by the way.
Oh. How's he getting on? Oh,
feeling the strain a bit, I think. Been busy with lambing.
What? You had 2 days off last week.
You're a hard man, David.
Fair enough. Does wear you down, I suppose.
Here they are.
Right, let's crack on.
Good. In you go. You're warm.
Fingers crossed, then.
I'm never normally superstitious, but... with this TB...
Yeah, it's when it's out of your control, isn't it?
Yeah.
If only a lucky rabbit's foot could ward it off. 200925.
Right.
Oh, my friend is very superstitious.
Oh, yes, but...
Yeah, ladders, black cats, magpies, you name it. Just going for a walk with her can be a right obstacle course sometimes.
I can imagine. Can't you, Alistair?
Yeah.
What is it?
The rabbit's foot hasn't worked, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
A reactor?
I'm afraid so.
The first Hereford you've tested, and it's a reactor?
Oh, shall we get her out the crust, then?
Oh. Yeah, go on, Bert. She's for the chocolate.
Go on, you. Into this here pen, is it?
Yeah, that's the one. I'd hope we wouldn't be needing it.
Well, it might be just the one.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? We're still under restrictions now for another 4 months minimum.
Yeah, well, you know that.
Yeah, but if it is the only one, it could be the outbreak tailing off.
It's a big if.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. Let's have the next one, Bert.
Right, go on, you. Is Ruth superstitious, David?
What?
Ruth. Is he superstitious?
Oh, no, not really.
No. Not too sensible, I expect.
400971.
OK.
Yeah, too sensible by half his Ruth.
Well?
Yes, hang on.
Alistair?
I'm really sorry, David. This one's a reactor too.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for your help. Bobby.
That didn't sound very promising.
Well, it's not going to be straightforward, but, well, we knew that.
Is it because it's agricultural land?
Yeah, that's a main sticking point. But there are ways around it.
Like what?
Well, if we can prove that we need to live on the site to run the business efficiently.
How will we do that? Oh, you've been running those pigs at Willow Farm for years. We've never needed to live there before.
No, but if Tom's business keeps expanding and I increase my herd...
Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, it might. The bloke said he'd send a set of planning guidelines so we could have a think about it.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Oh, don't give up yet, love. Let's see what this bump says when it arrives.
Oh, I'd better get on.
One thing he did say...
What's that?
Well, we'd stand a better chance if we were already living on the site.
If we were living on the site, why would we need to build a house there?
No, in a caravan.
What? All of us?
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
But we'd have to anyway if we were building. We'd have to sell this place first to pay for it.
I mean, I thought we get a loan or something.
For 100,000? Hardly.
So you're saying that we'd have to sell up and then you, me, Emma and Christopher would have to live in a caravan right by your pigs and we wouldn't have any guarantee that we'd get planning permission to build a house?
Oh, I can't see any other way.
Oh, I'm late for work.
That's another one, I'm afraid.
Five. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know, it's hard.
No, I don't believe it. Here, show me.
Okay, if you want. Look, that's the avian TB injection and that's the bovine TB one. You can see the reaction.
That's never a reactor.
It is, David. Look at the calipers.
Well, I think that's arguable.
You can see here.
I think you're being too harsh.
No.
And I want you to retest the other four.
What?
I want you to retest the other four.
What would be the point in that?
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, if you're so sure, you won't mind checking them again.
I've told you they're all reactors.
And if you don't do it, I'll get another vet in.
Oh, David, you're being ridiculous.
Whose side are you on anyway?
Oh, David. There aren't any sides.
Standing there like a judge and jury.
No, I know you're upset.
Upset? I'm paying you to send my business down the pan.
David, that's enough. Do you think I like this? Don't you think I wish I'd made a mistake?
Alistair's only doing his job. You got to get a grip on yourself, David.
After all I've done.
Yeah, I know.
All the precautions I've taken.
It's terrible for you. I'd hate for it to be happening to me, but I know my job. And I know that however hard it is to take, these five beasts are reactors.
It's not Alistair's fault.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, mate.
That's all right. Look, do you want to take a short break? A cup of tea or something?
No, let's get it over with.
Well, it's no wonder, is it? Oh, what's this?
I didn't put it there.
It's your PE kit.
So?
So, if you'd put it in the wash rather than chucking it behind your bed, you'd have had it for PE today and you wouldn't have gotten into trouble.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault.
Earth?
In here. Oh, it's not difficult, Pip. It's not like I expect you to wash it yourself. Just have a bit of thought.
What's going on, Pip?
Nothing.
I take your kit to the washing basket. Here you are. Go on. I need a word with your dad.
I didn't put it there.
I don't want to argue, Pip. Just do it, please.
Trouble?
Oh, don't worry about it. You finished?
Yes, Alistair's just left.
And?
10.
10 reactors?
8 in the Herefords. 2 in the Dairy Heifers.
Oh, God.
After what we've done.
So it's spreading.
Can't bear it, Ruth. And 3 of the Hereford ag calves too young to wean.
So, 13 have to be destroyed.
It's being destroyed is our beef job.
Oh, dear.
I wish I'd never started it.
Don't say that.
Our beautiful Herefords, they're meant to be the future of the farm, and now... I just don't know what to do anymore.
Oh, come here. It's all right. It'll be all right.
Jack's had a bit of a shock.
Hello?
Who's that? Peggy?
No, it's Fallon. Sorry, I'm eating my breakfast.
Is Peggy there?
Is that Mr. Woolley?
Yes. Can I speak to Peggy?
Well, she's just gone.
Gone? Where's she gone to?
Shopping in Felpersham.
At this hour?
She needed to get off early. Got to be back in time to open up the pub.
So she's driven to Felpersham?
Yeah, with Lillian.
Oh, that's all right then.
She thought it might be a bit early for her, but Lillian picked her up a couple of minutes ago.
Lillian picked Peggy up?
Yeah, it's a lush sports car.
So they didn't go in Peggy's car?
No, I said.
Is Peggy's car there?
No, she's left it at your place. She didn't want to keep it in the pub car park.
But it's not here.
Isn't it?
No. Could you check to see if she brought it down?
All right. Nope. No, it's definitely not in the car park.
You're sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure.
Oh, well, there's only one explanation then. It must have been stolen.
And don't use all the toothpaste, Josh.
That's enough, Pip. He didn't know it was the last of the Cocoa Pops.
He did it on purpose.
No, he didn't. Now eat up. I could get the liners if you like.
No, it's all right. We need a few other things as well. I don't want to go to the bank.
Pip, eat your breakfast or you're going to be late for school.
I don't like it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Why didn't you get more Cocoa Pops?
It won't kill you to have porridge for a change.
I don't like it. Blech.
Oh, don't be so daft. Look, you've left it too late now anyway. Go and clean your teeth. You'll have to go to school hungry.
Fine.
Oh, Pip!
You bad-tempered little madam. Look, it's gone all over, Ben.
You should have got Cocoa Pops.
Just wait. Did I?
No, I'll see you. You get the phone. Pip, come here now.
Brookfield.
David, it's Jack.
Oh.
I hope I haven't called at a bad time.
Just let me wipe Ben down a bit. There we are, Ben. Let's just get that off you.
Brian suggested I rang you. Well, all the farm watch people, actually.
There you are, Ben. Here, go on, have some more bread and jam.
Peggy's car's been stolen, so if you wouldn't mind keeping an eye out...
Hold on, Jack. You've rung the police, have you?
Yes, but I couldn't remember the registration. And no one knows Lillian's new mobile number.
What's Lillian got to do with it?
It's a dark green Polo. So if you do happen to see it...
Yes, Jack. I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks. I would appreciate it.
Right, well, I've got to go. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Can do without that first thing in the morning.
Oh. Don't know what's got into her at the moment.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
What?
Oh, I don't want to have this discussion again. Are you sure you don't want me to go into Borsetshire Farmers for you?
No, I'll do it. Might do me good to get off the farm for a couple of hours.
Okay. While you're out...
Yeah?
Do you think you could get some Cocoa Pops?
Hello, Fallon.
All right.
Getting more sponsors?
What?
In the shop?
Oh, no, just taking a video back.
All right.
But I've not done too badly for sponsors. People at the pub at college, you know.
Oh, great. We had another recruit yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Usha Gupta.
Really?
You sound surprised.
Well, she seems a bit, I don't know, straight. I can't imagine her roughing it somehow.
Well, Amy tells me she's very keen.
Hmm. Is that right? Amy's gran's going to be leaving soon?
Yes. Well, she'd be around to help with the sleep out, but, you know, with Luke having gone, it's removed the main reason for Mabel being here.
Yeah, I can see that. Hello, David.
Morning.
Oh, hello, David. Has Alice seen you?
Sorry?
Or Amy. Well, you know they're doing this sleep out in the church? And Ruth said you might sponsor them.
Well, no one's asked me. Not that I can remember.
Oh, right. Well, actually, Fallon, have you got a sponsorship form with you?
Oh, yeah. Got one in here somewhere. Here you are.
Oh, okay.
Do you need a pen? There we are. Here you go. You can lean on this car. I'm sure it won't hurt.
Okay. Can I just put Brookfield for the address?
Yes, that's fine.
Right. There you are, then.
Cheers, then.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Ooh, I better get off. My bus is due any minute.
Oh, yeah. Don't let us keep you.
It's a long wait if you miss it, like 24 hours.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for supporting the sleep out. You probably know your mum's lending a hand with it. David?
What sort of car is that?
I don't know. Why do you ask?
Oh, Peggy. Oh, it is you. What's the registration number of your car?
What, Jack?
Your car registration.
Why do you need to know that?
To tell the police.
What on earth for?
So they can put it on their computer. I couldn't remember it, and I couldn't find Lillian's mobile number.
Why do the police need my registration number?
It's been stolen.
My car?
Yes. I went out this morning and it just vanished. And Fallon said it wasn't at the ball.
What about Ian?
Ian? What about him?
Well, you know I said he could use it if he needed to.
Did you?
Yes. Look, the keys have gone. No one's broken in, have they?
No, I don't think so.
So I'm sure Ian's just borrowed it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what have you done, Jack?
Right, the sticker says Ellings of Filpersham. Is that where she buys her cart?
No idea.
Well, it is a dark green Polo.
I know, but... Oh, look.
What?
A cat basket.
What's that say on the side?
Bill and Ben.
The flower pot men?
So, two cats?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. Wild-looking things.
All right, well, I'll ring Jack, tell him the good news.
Well, whoever stole it didn't take it far, did they?
Yeah, could have been joyriders. Had a bit of that round here.
Well, at least it's not damaged. Did you do that?
No, I don't believe it. You've got a nerve, haven't you? Give me that.
Get off!
Hey, and steady on, Davey.
Give me those keys.
Well, who the hell are you?
I'll give you 10 out of 10 for cheap.
Is this your car?
Well, what business is that of yours?
Could you just answer the question, please?
No, it isn't.
Right, David, hold on.
Look, it belongs to my employer. Well, my employer's wife, Peggy Woolley.
Where do you work?
Grey Gables.
That does not give you the right to swan around in her car.
She said I could use it.
Oh, yeah, very likely.
It's true.
Right, well, you stay exactly where you are while I make a phone call.
And who else?
Brian, Oliver Sterling, most of the Farm Watch people.
Oh, did you have to ring half the county? Oh, answer that while I tell Lillian to hold on for a bit.
Jack Woolley speaking.
Jack, it's David.
Did you ring just now?
Yeah, that was me. I found Peggy's car.
Oh, good. David, it's not...
There's someone here who claims to have Peggy's permission to drive it.
Oh, yes, that's Ian.
What?
Peggy said Ian could borrow her car. I didn't realise.
And you reported it stolen.
Yes, I know. I've got to ring the police and tell them.
Hang on a minute. What's your name?
Ian Craig.
Is that Ian Craig, Jack?
That's right. He's our stand-in chef.
What does he look like?
Oh, I don't know. Not tall. Short hair.
Irish?
Northern Irish, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry if you've been put to any trouble.
Any trouble? I nearly thumped the guy.
Oh, dear. Could you put him on, please?
What?
Could I speak to Ian?
Yeah, here he is. He wants to speak to you.
Right. Hello, Jack?
Ian, I'm very sorry. There seems to have been a misunderstanding.
No, it's no problem, Jack.
I thought Peggy's car had been stolen, and so
I... No, look, you don't have to apologise at all. It's no harm done.
Well, that's very good of you.
All right, let's say no more about it.
Right. Could you apologise again to David for me?
OK, will do. See you soon.
He says sorry again. Well, I think I should be saying sorry to you.
No.
I went a bit over the top. I've been under a lot of strain lately.
No, I'm sure I'd have done the same thing.
Sorry, Alan.
Oh, no, don't apologise to me. Are you all right?
Yeah. No problem, Lily. Well, this was the only damage.
Is that a bottle of whiskey?
It was, yeah.
Look, take this.
No, that's too much.
No, please, take it. Have a chaser on me.
Well, if you're sure. Thanks. Is it David, is it?
Yeah, David Archer.
And Alan...
Franks. I'm the local vicar.
Right, well, I suppose I may as well get a replacement now. Right, see you again.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry, Alan.
Don't worry, I'll class it as a supplication in the time of trial.
Oh, embarrassing.
It was, rather.
And he was so nice about it.
Well, I think he could see the funny side.
What a look.
David, I think you should come back to the vicarage for a cup of tea.
Oh, no, thanks. I've got some shopping to do.
No, I'm not inviting you. I'm insisting.
OK, fair enough.
Now, let's get out of here before Ian comes out of the shop again.
Very good idea.
Oh, dear. It's Jack who should be embarrassed, really.
I suppose so. Mind you, he wasn't the one who mugged a law-abiding citizen on the village green, was he?
No. So, what's this strain, then?
What?
You said you've been under a lot of strain recently.
Did I?
Yes. Well, tell me about it.
I don't know if you know, but we've got a TB problem at Brookfield.
Oh, yes, I had heard.
This is the third time in the last 10 years. In November, I had to send 3 animals for slaughter because of it, and yesterday we had another test. Now we've got to lose another 13.
So it's spreading?
It just seems no matter what we do, we can't stop it. And it's taking out our best stock. We built up a beef herd from scratch, Hereford's. Nurtured them for 2 years, and now...
You must feel powerless.
It's a national epidemic. Do you know how many head of cattle were slaughtered through BSE?
I've no idea, I'm afraid.
About 180,000. And do you know how many were slaughtered with TB last year?
Tell me.
30,000 and 24,000 the year before that. It's growing. It's out of control. And everyone's fanning around without a clue what to do.
Yes, it's complicated situation, from what I understand.
Ruth's wonderful. I know she's just as worried as I am, but I don't know, she just seems to be able to control it somehow, keep the family together.
I'm sure she finds strength from you, too. After you.
I don't know, I don't feel very strong at the moment. Oh, got a visitor.
Have I? Good Lord, so I have. Hello, Luke.
Jennifer's not going anywhere.
It doesn't sound promising.
So it's not just me, then?
Well, that's the trouble with this time of year. Lots of short journeys with the lights and the heater on. No, I'm sorry, she's dead.
Oh, dear.
Look, I'll get the leads and give you a jump start. Well, where are you going?
Well, only to Christine's.
Oh, that's not very far.
Well, we're supposed to be trying to get her involved in Jill's Neela project, so to keep her mind off Clive Horribin.
Trouble is, it's such a short distance, it might not charge enough to get you started to come home again. Look, you'd better take my car.
You won't need it.
No, I've got some stuff to catch up on in the office. VAT man cometh.
I do like you working in the evening. We should be relaxing, darling.
It's hardly manual labour.
Well, don't work too late.
You could take Adam's car. He's in the lambing shed this evening.
No, yours will be fine. If you're sure that's all right.
Of course. Just don't leave the lights on.
It comes to something when you have to lock things away when you're not even leaving the house.
I really am sorry.
And if you're looking for my handbag, you won't find it.
No, I wouldn't.
You did.
No, I'm sorry. I was desperate.
I've known people been desperate before. Didn't send them to robbing old ladies.
Mabel, please, look, I know I let you down. And I'm really sorry.
You're expecting forgiveness, are you?
I don't know about expecting, but I would like you to forgive me.
Well, I accept your apology. But you'll have to be stronger than that if you're going to beat this thing.
I know. I need this doctor's appointment, that's the first thing.
Well, Luke, it looks like I'll be staying a little while longer.
Oh, you're awake, are you?
Yeah.
You hardly been out of your room.
Yeah, I know.
How are you?
You know, okay.
Cool. So, what have you been doing, you know, since you
ran away.
I went to Felpersham. Stayed with some friends for a few days. Actually, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah?
There was another guy living there, at the house. So there was a big issue near the station. He said that
Grandma, you know, you don't have to stay, you know.
I'm all right, darling.
Yeah, so am I. I'd like to talk to Luke.
I'm not stopping you.
You're embarrassing him.
Am I Luke?
No, I mean,
I just want to chat with him. Go on, I don't need a minder.
All right, if you say so. If you need me for anything, I'll just be in the kitchen.
Okay, thanks.
What was that about?
What were you going to say? The big issue guy.
Oh, yeah. He said two girls were looking for me.
Yeah, me and Alice.
In Felpersham?
Well, we were so worried after you left. We asked around a bit, places we thought you might have gone.
That's really nice.
It's a bit scary, really.
You've only known me a couple of weeks.
So?
That's more than my family's ever done.
So Jack had to phone round everybody and tell them that Mum's car wasn't stolen after all.
Oh, no. And inform the police, of course.
Oh, how embarrassing for him.
Well, I think it was David who was the most embarrassed. Apparently he nearly made a citizen's arrest.
What of this Ian chap? Oh, what must he have thought?
Oh, he was very good about it by all accounts, but Mum was absolutely hopping mad.
I bet.
Turn my back for 5 minutes and he's creating chaos again.
So Jack's in the doghouse, then?
You could say that.
Poor man.
Anyway, where were we?
Hassocks.
Oh, yeah. Well, the main theme is going to be flowers and plants from the Bible.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Oh, it is a shame you couldn't get to Jill's meeting last night.
Well, the parish council has to come first.
It is, of course. Mum's taken a load of canvas over to the Laurels.
Oh, I expect Marge's got them all organised over there.
Oh, yes. It'll be a military operation if I know her.
But does Jill still want me to do one?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
What sort of pattern?
Oh, that's up to you, really.
Flowers of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And plants.
Isn't it funny how your mind suddenly goes blank?
I'm afraid lilies of the field are already taken.
What about Moses in the bulrushes?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, I expect someone's already thought of it.
No, I don't think so. Jill's keeping a note.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
I'll leave the material and Jill will check in a few days' time to see how you're getting on.
Good. It'll be a nice little project for these horrible evenings.
Mm.
How are your brood, then? Heard from any of them lately?
Oh, yes, Kate rang yesterday just to say that Nolly's present had arrived.
Is it her birthday?
Yes, next week. 3 years old.
Oh, no.
Oh, amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it seems only last year that Lucas came over.
Mm, year before last. Nolly was a toddler then. And it was 3 years ago that he first arrived.
And created quite a stir, if I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, who can that be at this time of night?
Well, it's only 9:30. It's probably George forgotten his key.
Yes, perhaps.
We've all done it.
I suppose so.
Oh, I know I have. Oh, it's Neil.
Neil Carter?
Yes.
Oh, how silly of me. I know what he wants. Hello, Neil.
Oh, hello, Christine. I saw the light was on, so I thought you must be in.
Yes, come in.
George said he'd picked up a parcel off our doorstep when he was walking Walt.
Oh, that's right. Come on through.
Thanks. Oh, hello, Mrs. Aldridge. I thought that was your car outside.
Well, strictly speaking, it's Brian's.
Oh, well, very nice, anyway.
Oh, it's just a big envelope, really.
Hmm?
Wouldn't go through the letterbox, so George thought it best not to leave it there.
No, he said.
With all the weather we've been having.
Yeah. Well, you'd think the postman would have thought of that.
Here it is.
Right, thanks. Oh, yes, I thought it might be.
Something you were expecting?
Yes, we're thinking of moving and... Well, it's just some stuff from the council. While I'm here...
Yes?
You might be interested in a phone call Susan had earlier on. From Clive.
Oh, yes?
Not that she was particularly happy to hear from him, but... Anyway...
Well, what did he say?
Well, it's good news. He's in Scotland.
Oh.
Someone he met in prison offered him some work in a garage up there.
What sort of work?
I asked that. Susan didn't really know, but the point is, it doesn't look like he's planning to show his face round here for a long time.
Well, that's excellent news, isn't it, Chris?
So they wouldn't let you in at all?
I just wanted to see Jess and Ellie, and find out what they got for Christmas.
Oh, I bet they'd love to see you.
Do you know what he did?
Hmm?
Called the police.
Hmm. How cold is that? What did you do?
I had to move on, didn't I?
Yeah, but what did you do then? Went and got a fix. Luke?
Yes.
How long have you been back on it?
I don't know exactly.
Week before last? While you were still here?
Yeah.
Is that why you went in my gran's purse?
It was only because I was desperate.
Luke.
I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Mabel said you were in here.
Dad, we were talking.
Yes, I know, love, but I need a quick word with Luke. Have you still got some homework to do?
Yeah, but I can just finish
that. Just give us a few minutes, okay?
All right. See you later, Luke.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks, love. So, what were you talking about?
Oh, I was saying I went back home to Westerbridge, but they wouldn't let me in.
That's such a shame.
I sat on the drive for hours.
Well, at least you tried. That's something. Now, will you give me a straight answer to a straight question?
Yeah?
Are you using heroin again?
Look, I haven't done any since I got here.
That's not what I asked. Are you back on it?
Yeah, I suppose.
And you've been taking it while you were away?
Yes.
Oh, Luke, you were doing so well.
And what good did that do me?
What do you mean?
Moved on by the cops from my own home.
Look, I know it must have felt terrible being turned away like that.
Yeah, not for long.
How do you mean?
You know what I like about Smack? He's always there for you.
No.
Never lets you down.
Luke, there are other ways of dealing with difficult situations.
Are there?
It doesn't have to be like this. I don't know how to convince you, but I promise you, it doesn't.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to make some cocoa. Does anybody want some?
No, thanks, Mabel. Not for me.
Luke?
Actually, I was thinking of going to bed. If that's all right.
Yes, yes, off you go.
Thanks. See you in the morning, then.
Good night.
Good night, Luke. Good night.
You look like you could do with something stronger than cocoa.
I just don't know what to do, Mabel. It is... it's quite beyond my expertise.
You're doing what you can.
But I have to hope that with the right support and with people who know what they're doing, that poor lad can find a way of coping without putting that filthy stuff in his body.
When I've drawn up a pattern, I'll show it to Jill.
Fine.
Ooh, it's cold out here, isn't it?
Yes, don't wait on the toaster.
No, all right.
Give my love to George.
I will. Thanks for coming round. Bye.
Bye then. Darling, I've just left. I'll be home in 5 minutes.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. Jenny, have you any idea where Adam might be?
He's in the lambing shed, you said.
I'm in the lambing shed now. I just came in to see how he was getting on. There's no sign of him.
Well, he must have popped out for a moment.
I suppose.
And after supper, he just said he'd see me in the morning. I assumed he was lambing all night.
Well, so did I.
Well, he must be around somewhere.
Go back inside, you stupid thing.
Brian!
Oh, come on, work with me, can't you?
Brian! Oh, there you are.
Where do you think I'd be?
Adam's car isn't there.
Well, I know that.
And I've looked all over.
Oh, at last.
Were you pushing that one back in?
Yes, it was hung.
Well, have you rung his mobile?
There's no answer. Come on.
Well, what on earth's happened to him?
He's obviously just swanned off, leaving the ewes to fend for themselves. Oh, got it.
Oh, I don't believe it.
And the
Well, it's not like Adam at all.
Well, whether it's like him or not, it looks like I've landed a short-notice night shift.
Eddie can't wait to get started.
Right, I heard you the first time.
Hello!
Yes, I'm coming.
Morning. I've come to do that bit of tarmacking in your car park.
Eddie, it's still dark.
Oh, it's brightening up now. By the time you get it set up, it'll be light enough.
Oh, if you say so.
I want to get the job done so I can go home and have some kip.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Doing a night shift at home farm tonight.
I know the feeling.
The trouble is, there's a dirty great horse box parked in the corner over the bit you want me to do.
Oh.
Can you get it shifted, Alistair?
Oh, Sheila will have the key.
Yeah, righto.
She's in the bathroom, I think. Oh, come on in. It's freezing out there.
Well, you're exactly dressed for it, are you?
Sheila? Sheila?
What's going on? Oh, hello, Eddie.
Oh, how do?
Can you move the horse box so Eddie can get on in the car park?
Well, I'll have to put some clothes on first.
Yeah, nice dressing gown, that.
Thank you.
Bit thin for this weather, though.
Yeah, well, it's not really for outdoors.
No, I can see that.
Can you give me a couple of minutes?
Yeah, no problem. Snatch and me will just get the gear set up. And if there's any chance of a cup of tea...
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
I'll see what I can do.
Cheers. No sugar for Snatch, 3 for me.
Well, that was a rude awakening.
You should be up by now, though.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What time did you get in last night?
Oh, I don't know. Little after midnight.
Alistair.
Well, we got talking. You know how it is when vets get together.
Morning, Brian. Getting your own breakfast?
At last.
Mum not up yet.
Where the hell have you been?
I'm sorry?
Thanks to you, Adam, I've just spent 9 hours in the lambing shed.
What?
And after this bacon sandwich, I'm going to bed.
Why were you in the...
I know it's tiring, Adam. I know it's tedious. Just to disappear like that, it's not on.
What are you talking about?
I mean, where have you been that was so attractive you had to leave the ewes?
I was in Darrington with a friend. Ugh. But you shouldn't have had to cover last night.
You're damn right I shouldn't, but then that's typical of your sort, isn't it?
My sort?
You need to learn some responsibility.
What? We're unreliable, are we? Selfish? What, because we don't have children?
Could learn a thing or two from your sister.
Oh, of course. Perfect Debbie.
Actually, I wouldn't expect from Jeff or Andy, never mind a member of the family.
I was being responsible. I'd booked Eddie.
And when he didn't turn up, you just thought you'd swan off and see your boyfriend anyway.
No, I hung on as late as I could, and then I rang Keeper's Cottage. Clary said he'd just left. He was obviously on his way.
He obviously wasn't.
You and Mum were out.
No, so... we weren't.
Well, there was no one here. Your car was gone.
Your mother took it. I was in the office. Working.
Look, I thought Eddie would be here any minute. And I was already late for
I'd rather not know what you were late for, thank you.
I wonder if it's had an accident or something.
An accident? This is Eddie Grundy we're talking about, Adam. He probably just decided the pub was a better bet.
I better ring.
Don't waste your time. If you rely on that man for anything, you're a damn fool.
Well, there's a graze on Bon Bon's hock, but it doesn't look like any of the others are injured.
Oh, well, that's something. This is how they broke through, though, look. It's rotten at the bottom.
Oh, yes.
Just had to lean on it, I reckon. Wouldn't have taken much.
It's pretty old, this section.
Well, if I were you, I'd check all along here. If a lot needs doing, you ought to get a contractor in.
Oh, more expense.
Well, if it needs it. Do you think they were after more grazing?
Oh, yes. You can see what the grass is like here.
Well, I can't blame them for trying, I suppose. Now, can you give me a hand with this?
Yeah, sure.
If you just hold it in place.
What, here?
It's a bit lower. That's right. It.
Oh, you don't have to do this, David. I was only really looking for a couple of rails.
Oh, that's all right.
Alistair could do it when he gets back.
No, it won't take 5 minutes.
Well, I'm sure you've got plenty to do at Brookfield.
Oh, to be honest, I'm glad to get off the place.
It's like that, is it?
Valuers are coming this afternoon.
How many cattle was it?
13, all told.
Oh, that's awful.
Yep. Right, let's do your end.
Will you get a decent price for them?
Oh, yeah. My valuer and the ministry guy will haggle a bit, but the price will be all right.
Oh, well, that's not the point, though, is it?
It certainly isn't.
Alistair was really upset on Monday evening. Not that he's affected like you are, of course.
Well, it was a pretty ghastly day for all of us.
Oh, I wish there was something I could do.
So do I, but individual farmers, what can any of us do?
Oh, yeah?
Ow, damn.
Oops, bent it, have you?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, how are you getting on, Eddie?
Finished.
Good.
I put some of those cones around it to keep people off it until it sets.
Fine.
Oh, hell.
Looks like that one's knackered, mate.
Yes, thank you, Eddie. Some pincers in the Land Rover.
So, is there any chance you could pay me?
Me? It's the surgery's car park.
Yeah, I know. Alistair was going to give me cash, but he's not around.
No, he's out on his calls.
And that girl at the surgery, what's her name?
Denise.
Pretty young thing, isn't she?
Well, I'm not sure that's relevant, but yes.
Yeah, well, she said they didn't have much cash in the till. So I was wondering if you could give it to me now, like, and get it back from Alistair when he comes in.
All right, let's get this up.
Well, how much is it?
190.
Well, I don't think we can spare that much.
Well, whatever you got, then I can pay Snatch off. He's got an urgent appointment with his accountant, see?
Snatch Foster has an accountant?
A turf accountant. Don't think that rail's quite level.
I'm not in the mood, Eddie.
Well, I expect I could let you have something.
Slash it.
And you can get the rest from Alistair.
Yeah, OK. Here. Guess where I was yesterday.
Oh, Fortnum and Mason?
No, across the road. Nightingale Farm. I just thought I'd call on Lillian, see if she wanted any work doing.
Well, that's a bit pointless. She's just renting.
Yeah, it's always worth a try, isn't it? Any road. Who should be there but creepy Matt Crawford?
He does own the place.
Yeah, but him and Lillian seem very, cosy, if you catch me drifting. Do you reckon there's something going on there?
Oh, Eddie, I haven't really got time to gossip.
No, you might find it all fascinating, but we've got a fence to mend.
I'm only making conversation. I'll just take that cash then, Shula.
Eddie!
Oh, all right, Adam.
Joe said you were here. Can I have a word? Morning.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Yeah, of course. Shula and I have just got a bit of business to attend to.
Now, if that's all right.
Yeah. David, would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Eddie, come along to the office when you're ready.
Oh, will do.
See you, Adam.
Yeah, see you.
Right, what can I do you for?
What happened to you last night?
What do you mean?
I rang Clary at 10:15 and you just left in your working clothes.
Has Greg Turner said something?
Why would Greg say something?
No reason.
What were you playing at?
It wasn't nowhere near Home Farm, on it.
I know that.
What are you bothered about then?
I'm bothered because I was waiting for you to relieve me in the lambing shed.
Why weren't you there at 10 o'clock? Why didn't you turn up at all?
Oh, I didn't turn up because you didn't book me.
I did?
Not for last night. You booked me for tonight.
No, I didn't.
You did?
I booked you for Thursday night, so
that's right.
What?
Thursday night, the 15th. Tonight.
No, but today...
Thursday.
It isn't, is it?
All day.
Oh, my God.
Friday, tomorrow.
I thought you were surprised to see me.
You've got lemmingshedites, ain't you? I know, you can get when you're in there night after night. You don't know whether it's raining or Thursday.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. It's still on for tonight, is it?
Well, I suppose it better had be, yes.
So you had to do another night shift, did you, last night?
Me? No. That I could have coped with.
The parasite's the reason they're not performing.
But this stuff will sort them out.
Oh, yeah. And the scouring as well.
Good.
Are you okay? You look a bit...
Tired? Yes, I am, rather. I did a stint lambing last night, so this afternoon I'm planning a little gentle paperwork, followed by a light supper and an early night.
Yeah, I think I'll follow your example.
So you'll order the treatments, then?
Yeah, as soon as I get back. Brian, I wonder...
Yes?
We've got this new nurse at the surgery, Denise. She's taking time to settle in, and we're having a few problems raising invoices at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be too much trouble to pay me now for the poron?
Yeah, if you like. As you can see, I don't have to go far for the checkbook.
No.
What's the date?
15th.
Still not used to writing 2004.
Just make it payable to Alistair Lloyd.
OK. Bit of an airhead, is she?
Who?
Denise, was it? Your new girl?
No. I shouldn't run her down. It's just, you know, when someone's new.
How much?
£450 per animal, £110 dear. That's £495.
£495.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, madam, come in.
I was only going to check the spray records. I
could. No, please, no. We're nearly done, aren't we, Alistair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me just finish this. There you are.
Thanks. And we'll get the invoice to you as soon as we can, obviously.
Fine.
Right. I'm off.
Bye, then.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Look, Adam, I wanted to apologise.
Oh.
This morning, you'd caught me at a very low ebb.
Well, it's not surprising.
And... some of the things I said, I shouldn't have said.
The same thing goes for me. But I have found out... well, I tracked Eddie down, and it was my mistake.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, these things happen.
It was an honest mistake.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't knowingly leave the shed unmanned.
No, and it was unfair of me to suggest that you would.
Well, I'm sorry about the mix-up.
Well, it's not surprising. I'm still fairly new to this. You can hardly expect it to run as smoothly as when Debbie was here.
I suppose not.
I shouldn't expect the same level of expertise. Totally unrealistic of me.
Yes.
I'll ring her mother, Joanne. See where she's got to. Oh, hello, coffee thief.
Do you want one?
No, I'm all right, thanks. Right, Kendrick.
Car park looks good.
I had to give Eddie £80.
You did?
The surgery was short of cash, apparently.
Oh, yes, it will be.
So, you owe the stables 80 and Eddie 110.
OK. I'll be getting some cash soon. I'll pay it back then.
Oh, and while you're here, can you sign this?
Oh, yeah. A sleep out.
Pat brought it over.
She's after money too, is she?
It's a good cause.
Yeah, of course.
I just hope it's not going to be too cold.
It's the night of the great sleep out.
How much space do you think we'll need?
How many people will be sleeping altogether?
14?
Plus Dad.
15. Well, if we clear that row as well.
Yeah, should be enough.
I don't think people will want to spread out much.
No, quite the opposite.
Alice?
Yeah?
Did you expect it to be this cold?
Well...
It's all this stone, isn't it? It's like a big fridge.
More like a freezer.
We'll be chipping ice off each other by the morning.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Cassie.
Am I the first?
Yeah. Not apart from us.
Let me give you a hand with those chairs.
Thanks. It's good of you to get involved, Cassie.
That's all right. Such a good cause. Pat'll be long in a bit.
But not Tom.
Oh, no. He's committed to a few pints of lager tonight.
Oh, you girls are busy, aren't you?
We need to keep warm.
Kirsty, do you know my grandma, Mabel?
Yeah, I've seen you around. Hi.
Hello, darling. No, Amy, remember to tell everyone there'll be hot soup in the vicarage all night for anyone who wants it.
Okay.
I'll be up until 1 a.m., then Mrs. Archer.
Oh, which one?
Aunt Jo. And her husband will take over at 4, so there'll be someone in there all night.
And Dad'll be here with us in the church.
You won't mind each other, you hear?
Mm-hmm. Dad's given us a leaflet on hypothermia.
Welcome to that, surely.
Ooh, the winters are cold in this country, you know.
The next sleep out, we'll do it in Jamaica, okay?
Right, well, you can definitely sign me up for that one.
Yeah, I saw that it was still up.
Yeah. Joe thinks that if we've got stock in there, the council won't make us take it down.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it ain't like they're our bullocks, is it? They could just go back to Rooney Shepherd.
I suppose so.
Yeah. You know, at first me and Eddie thought Joe were losing it or something. He didn't seem to listen or nothing when we told him to take that blooming barn down. But now, he's in there 2 or 3 times a day and he's checking on everything and... We're so happy, so we've just given up. Mm. And I've just been keeping out of Linda's nipples way.
Dad, can I talk to you about something?
Amy, I'm talking to Clary.
No, 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 that's all right. I'll take my stuff inside, shall I?
Are you okay with that bag?
Yeah, no problem. Excuse me, love.
Oh, sorry. I'm worried about Luke.
Well, we all are.
No, I mean, I'm worried about what you're going to do about him.
Go on.
I mean... Well, you can hardly chuck him out when we're doing the sleep out. That'd be really bad publicity. But once it's over, I was just...
You think I'm only letting him stay to avoid bad publicity?
Well, you know he's using again.
Amy, if I was that bothered about my public image, I wouldn't have taken him in the first place.
Yeah, but...
Hasn't made me a lot of friends in the village, I can tell you.
No,
and if I thought the right thing to do was to throw him out, I'd have done it already, sleep out or no sleep out.
Oh?
If you want the honest truth, I don't know what to do. And for once, prayer isn't providing an answer either.
Well... Will you at least let him stay? Until he sees this doctor.
That could be several weeks.
But until then, he's got no help. And there's nowhere else for him to go.
I know that. I know how you feel. But I have to say, I'm very uneasy about him still taking heroin. Hello?
Oh, don't you mean...
Gosh, you're a bit laden down, aren't you? What was that?
I dropped my camp bed.
Camp bed?
Yes, he just slipped from under my arm.
You brought a camp bed?
Yes.
We're supposed to be roughing it? Trying to get an idea of what it's like to be homeless?
No, we're also trying to raise money for the shelter. Everyone's welcome to take part in the way they feel fit.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you've been a whiz at collecting sponsorship, Hayley.
Oh, yeah, not done too badly.
Great. Now, do you want to give Hayley a hand with the luggage, Amy? Ooh. And I'll get this camp bed.
Wow. Jeez. I always wanted one of these makeup boxes.
Oh, yeah. They're great for travelling.
Come on, then. First class this way.
Cheers. No sleeping bag, Clary?
No. We ain't really camping types. I thought with a blanket doubled up below and the eiderdown on top, I'd be all right.
Oh, yours packs up small, doesn't it?
Oh, it's seen better days, this. Knocks around a few festivals and things.
It'll be warm enough.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably keep my hat on, but it'll be fine. It's Alice's I've been admiring.
Honestly, Mum goes so over the top sometimes.
Is it new?
Well, as soon as she heard we were planning this, she went to the camping place in Felpersham and got the best sleeping bag in the shop.
Oh, you won't be cold in that.
And I'm still not sure how all the drawstrings work. You might have to cut me out of it in the morning.
Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi. You can set your camp bed up here.
Oh, well, I thought... with the church being so big, we'd all have our own little cubby holes.
No.
Oh, no, it's all bunking in together.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yes. Brilliant. But... I mean, I'd sleep really well, but I just don't know about anyone else.
Why not?
Well, so I've got a little problem. Okay, well, Roy would think it's a big problem.
What is it?
I snore terribly.
I really can't let it drift along like this.
Trouble started when you gave him a bed in the first place.
Don't I know it, Mabel?
Oh, he's a generous hand who's going to keep taking from it.
And when you say taking...
Oh, I'm not just talking about the money. Although he didn't help himself there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's got to fight that demon inside him.
But surely he's going to do that better here, with shelter and decent food, than out on the streets or in some crack house surrounded by addicts and dealers.
Mm, I hear what you're saying.
Amy certainly wants him to stay.
Well, Amy's young, very idealistic.
Sometimes I think we could do worse than follow the idealism of the young.
Well, Alan, I've been gone so long, my friends in Bradford think I've run away with the postman. So whatever you decide, I'll go along with it.
That's ever so generous of you.
But in the end, it's your house, your daughter, your decision.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, I'm going to give Jill Archer a call. Mm-hmm. Check she's still okay for tonight.
All right.
And make sure that soup doesn't boil.
All right.
You know what they say? A boiled soup is a spoiled soup.
Yeah.
Hello, Luke.
Oh, hi. Okay, if I get a glass of squash?
Yes, of course, Luke. Help yourself.
Thought you'd be at the church.
Yeah, I'll be going back across soon.
There are lots of people?
A dozen or so actually taking part.
I wouldn't fancy it.
No, well, when you've done it for real, I imagine the novelty very quickly wears off.
Yeah. Fair play to Amy, though, for thinking of it.
Yes. She's got a very generous spirit.
Mm. She's a nice girl.
She is. Luke, will you sit down for a minute?
Yeah, OK.
I need to talk to you about your staying here.
Oh, right.
Now, since you come back, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
I get it. You want me out.
No. I want you to stay on, at least until you have the GP's appointment. After that, well, we could take a view depending on how things are then.
Excellent. Thanks.
Now, hold on. There is one condition.
Yeah?
While you're here, I want you off the heroin. Off all drugs, in fact.
Yeah, no problem.
Luke, I mean it. Not just not taking drugs here. I mean not going off anywhere else to get them. You've proved you can do it once. Find the strength to do it again.
It's so hard.
I know. Look, we'll help you. We'll give you all the support we can. But ultimately, it's down to you.
Is all this for your face?
It's just the basics. Makeup remover, cleanser, toner, moisturiser, under-eye cream.
And this is hand cream, is it?
Oh, this is hand cream. That's for cuticles. Oh, there it is.
What's that?
Something to zap my zits.
You haven't got any zits.
Oh, visible. No, I can feel a couple lurking.
Oh, all this stuff. I just use soap.
Never touch soap. Moisturising, shower cream, maybe.
Well, your camp bed fitted in here nicely.
Yeah, what is this bit normally?
I think it's for choir, you know, who's got their robes on.
Hmm. Don't see any robes.
Well, I don't think this church has a choir anymore, does it?
Don't think so, no.
So what's in that bag?
Right, CD player. Oh, I will have a nice, relaxing bit of Norah Jones before I go to sleep. And then...
An eye mask? Oh, you really are going to shut the world out, aren't you?
You can't draw the curtains in church, can you?
It's pitch black outside.
Ah, yes, but I am hoping to still be asleep when it gets light. Oh, what are the gym jams? There you are.
Well, I'm going to sleep in what I'm wearing.
I couldn't do that.
Ugh, it's not fatal.
Well, no, isn't it? Oh, no, I couldn't really.
Up to you.
Right, where can I change?
Why not here? It's pretty secluded. I can keep a lookout.
Oh, all right then.
Oh, they're very nice pyjamas.
Thanks. Blimey, it's cold.
I like the sparkly logo.
Roy bought them for me.
Oh, he's got very good taste.
He chose me, didn't he?
So that proves it, does it?
No, actually, I pointed them out to him in La Pasca and went off for a coffee while I bought them.
Always the best way.
Yeah. Oh, the floor's freezing.
Oh, stand on this.
Hey, thank you. That is better.
Has anyone seen it? Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry, Billy.
Yeah, put these on.
Thank you.
I was looking for Amy.
I think she might have gone to the loo.
Right. Thanks. Sorry. Yeah.
No. So, gone to the loo?
Yeah, sorry, heading that way.
There's a loo.
Yeah.
So I could have changed in there. Kirsty, you could have told me.
Well, this is getting busy.
Yeah. I think we're nearly all here now.
Hope I've made enough cake.
Oh, yeah. Looks plenty. Try a piece.
Don't mind if I do.
Ta.
Oh, that's ginger.
It's not too much?
Mm-mm, no. Smashing. It's very warming.
Oh, he's unleashed a famous ginger cake on you, Clary.
It's lovely.
Doesn't take prisoners, does it? Excuse me. Mabel, have you got a moment?
I was just going to...
Oh, well, listen, shall I hand the cake round?
Would you?
Oh. No problem at all. No, just... Does anyone want a big cake?
No, Mabel. I've spoken to Luke, and I've come to a decision.
Oh, this is great, isn't it, Dad?
Oh, you can hear this too, Amy.
Huh?
I've decided that Luke can stay, at least for the time being.
Oh, wicked!
But I cannot have him taking drugs while he's with us. Not in the vicarage, and not outside it.
That sounds right to me.
And you should understand this especially, Amy. He's going to need a lot of support from us over the next few days.
Yeah, that's all right.
Amy! Amy, come have a look at this!
Yeah...
Go on, love, it's all right. We'll talk about it later.
It's all right.
What is it? Oh, wow!
You're taking the hard road, you know that?
Yeah, I do. I remember how he was when I first found him in that porch. It's not going to be an easy weekend.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.